Someone's calling in.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Is it Clay? It might be Clay.
Hello?
Hi, good morning,
Clay,
you two.
Clay, bravo.
I was calling you.
Clay, our...
Hello, Clay.
Star
How are
of,
you?
Star of Bewitched.
From Bewitched. Yeah.
She has a lot of starring roles. She's very, very...
And the upcoming Another Harvest Moon.
Whoa, I want to hear all about that. But first, can you make my wife disappear?
Hey! That is hurtful.
You get... I had to shove my nose through the phone.
Were you awake?
I don't know if I can get it through the dots.
Can you twinkle your nose like, what's her name?
Samantha.
Sam Stevens?
Actually, Nora Ephron asked me to do like a double take where I shake my head like the humans do when, you know, when the witches do magic on them.
Yeah.
She had me do 15 takes of making my head go like that, you know?
Oh, that, did they have a chiropractor on the set for you? For an adjustment?
Are you a little dizzy?
She was dizzy
actually,
before that.
I just went in and put on a pair of tight socks so I can talk to you guys.
Oh, yeah. Well, good for you. Stephanie's not even wearing any pants.
I am wearing pants.
You're not.
I'm wearing no bra, which frightens everyone.
Oh, is that what that was?
No.
See, she's I love her.
She's the
best laugher.
She's your only audience.
She's the best.
That's right.
She also
did. Listen, I called you guys because I have to go in a little bit to an audition. I have an audition this afternoon for Healthy Choice, so I just finished waxing my eyebrows, so I look really healthy.
Oh, you got to go. You're going to Regis, so you can't talk too long. Is that the story?
That's right. Well, you know, just a little.
She can't give away all her secrets.
Well, thank you for being here, even on a day where you're preparing for a role.
Yes,
that's right.
She had I wanted Clay to tell us about her celebrity. She had a couple of celebrity run-ins.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my brushes with fame.
Well, you worked on Bewitched, didn't you? Didn't you work with what's her name and what's his name and the other one?
We're so good at names.
With Nicole Kidman and Michael Caine.
Thank you.
You did. They were in the scene.
I did.
They were in the scene with you.
It was, but it was very brief. But it was good. It was fun. I actually rode in a little minivan with Michael Caine over to Pan's Diner on La Tierra and La Cienega.
You're telling me that Michael Caine, after being in the movies for like 75 years,
right,
still rides in a van to the set.
Isn't that awesome?
He doesn't get a town car at least or something.
You know, I don't know if it was just that particular day or what it was, but you know, he was very down to earth.
He wanted to hang out with you. That's what it was.
Yeah. Get a little piece of Clay.
I'm riding with that hottie Clay Bravo.
He actually has an acting book. Did you ever read his acting book? Clay, do you have his acting book? Michael Keaton wrote a... Okay.
Oh, no. Oh, but growing up and, you know, being like poor and everything? And...
Oh, no. That's Michael Caine. Never mind.
Oh, who are you talking about?
She said Michael...
Michael Keaton.
She's so bad. It's unbelievable.
We need Ginkgo Biloba is really what we need. We both have memories. We're talking about stars and we can't remember anything.
And the problem is
I have to tell you, actually. I just started, like, in February, I started taking B vitamins, like, you know, three times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, I am so sharp. It's like, I'm not kidding you, except like the other week I went away with John for the week and I forgot to take him with me. And it was like Flowers for Algernon. Like I went all the way backwards past go.
Wait, that's funny. Is it vitamin B or D?
Vitamin B.
See,
I got
home
after a week. I couldn't even remember where they were to take them.
I got to get me some of those quickly.
Are you serious?
I believe her. I'm getting some.
I don't believe it.
I am telling you the honest, and I'm not kidding. It's like, I am so sharp. I mean, and I've been taking them for about a month, and I don't usually go for all that kind of, you know, woo-woo kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been amazing. It's I'm just sharp as a tack. But like I said, you know, when I didn't have them for a week, and it was bad.
Did Michael Caine tell you to take vitamin B?
No.
Or Michael Keaton? What did he sell? What? So what? Did you talk to him on the van, or was he like, you know, I'll
a
sit,
little bit. You
I'll
know, he was kind of cute.
Yeah.
He was very British.
Yeah.
You know, like we pulled up in front of Pam's Diner, and it was literally like this little diner, and they had 82 million floodlights and cables and everything. And he turned to me and he said, "Well, this is quite a fuss for just a little bit of lunch, you know."
That's funny.
He uses that probably every time he pulls up to a set. He's done it like 7,000 times. Oh, what a fuss for a little bit of lunch.
Well, Jeff wanted me to tell you about my brush with fame.
Yeah, well, that's not good enough.
No.
Oh, no, that one's good, actually. But I have, I worked at Universal for about the first 8 or 9 years that I lived here. I was a hostess at Victoria Station.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
So I used to see everybody when they used to come in, you know, and like when I first got there in 1987, I think, they were doing a promotion because they had the new ride, the earthquake ride. So Charlton Heston was there, and I got to make him an earthquake shake.
What does that consist of?
It was egg and milk. it was just like a regular shake.
You
but,
forgot.
You know, they were doing it.
You forgot. You
take
didn't
another vitamin B today, Harry.
You don't remember.
I wasn't taking it back then.
Sounds horrible.
You dropped the shake on Charlton Heston. Is that what happened?
No. Actually, I made him one, and he took it from me, and it was very exciting because I was handing an earthquake shake to Ben Hur. I mean,
did he tip you well?
No, there was no tipping. It was just it was a charity event, so it was kind of set up like, you know, just for everybody to come by and get their earthquake shake. But he did come by and get one from me.
Wow.
So that was pretty neat. I saw actually a lot of people. I saw Don Adams from Get Smart.
Missed it by that much.
Yes.
That guy.
And he was adorable. He actually came up, and I think he kind of hit on me a little bit.
Really?
You were a hottie. I saw a picture of Clay in her bikini. I'm telling you, she's a hot.
She's serving
hot number.
Earthquake shakes in a bikini to Don Adams.
There you go.
Didn't you get
and Earl Holliman? Remember him from Policewoman?
Yes. I mean, I'm sure he had a career before Policewoman, but I do remember him from Policewoman.
Yes, he did, and that was very mean of me to not bring up.
I know. Earl Holliman, star of Policewoman.
What else was
with
no,
Pepper
but,
Anderson?
But I did also, and I did meet Ben Kingsley.
Really?
Sir Ben Kingsley, he came in, and he was sitting, I remember distinctly, here's the B vitamins again. He was at table 68, and that was like 15 years ago.
Wow.
All right, that's enough of that crap. Tell me more about Nicole Kidman.
Wait, she has something. Didn't your earring get caught in somebody's something?
Oh, Steph wants to hear this
story. I want
story.
To hear that story. I want
okay,
you to hear
this it. This is really good. Okay, so this was my very first brush with fame. So I'm standing at the front desk at Victoria Station. It's 1987, and in walks Joanne Worley from Laugh-In, right?
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Yeah, like, yay! Like
yeah,
that,
yeah,
right?
I'm sorry.
So she comes up to the front desk, and I was so excited. So I go running around, and she had like the big, you know, the big bouffant, the beehive with the chiffon scarf.
Right.
And the big cardboard lashes.
Right.
You know, the whole nine yards.
She must have been coming from the set of Match Game.
She actually kind of came in through a puff of smoke, like almost like from the past, you know.
Here I am.
So she came up to the desk, and I got so excited, as I have a tendency to do, and I ran around the desk. And I gave her a big hug, and I was going to take her to her table. And as we turned around, we were literally walking arm in arm, and I realized that my earring had gotten stuck in her wig, and we were actually, like, hermetically sealed. We were connected to each other.
How did your earring get stuck in her wig? What did you jump? Well, what did you do?
It was so big.
I just went and I gave her a big hug, and I kind of smashed myself up against her.
Oh. Well, wait a second. Back up a minute here.
All right.
How do you – don't you usually get wrestled to the ground by attacking celebrities like that?
Well, this was 1987.
So you didn't even say anything? She didn't know who you were?
No.
I need
no.
lessons because I have a fear of celebrities, so I can't approach them. So I need to know, what do you do? What's the first thing you say? You don't run up and hug them.
I did, actually. Well, I said, I love you, and then I went, like that, and then I I came around the desk. And I get, no, you know, it's that Midwestern accessibility thing. Plus, I'm Italian, so it's that's like a free space. You know, you just can do what you want to do.
You were thinking about all this stuff before you ran up to her?
I was. I was like lightning.
So
you know?
I have to think I'm a Jew. That's already one strike against me. Then what do I do?
You're a pervert.
I can't make that sound.
You're a man, so you can't grab.
I could do a Paul Lynn.
That was
Charles Nelson Reilly. Sorry, I screwed up my gaze for a minute.
Did you?
Well, okay, so anyway, so I went around, I gave her this big hug, and then as I turned around to take her to her table, and we were literally walking arm in arm, and I realized that my earring had come loose and gotten stuck in her wig.
So you were attached to it still, though.
I was, because a piece of strand of my hair had come up long, so it was like a string between us.
You had a limbo game going.
It was like a leash, like a little connective, you know. So, and back then, I just got here, you know, and I didn't want to point it out to her. I thought I was very uncomfortable that I was connected to her, so I just started to walk with her as if we were really close.
Did she know that you were attached?
No, she didn't, because I kept my head right next to her. And then every time, like, I would say to her, oh, when I was in seventh grade, you know, in Milwaukee, we did a laugh-in wall, and I played you. And then when I would say stuff like that, she would throw her head back to laugh, so I would throw my head back at the same time.
That must have been a long walk to the table.
Well, the place sat like 1,300 people, so
oh, wow.
It was.
Yeah, I'm sure it must have gotten embarrassing when you had to sit down on her lap.
Yeah, how did
Why are you sitting on my lap, honey?
They're like,
No, so then actually what happened was we got back towards the table, and I thought, I got to think fast. So what happened was I pointed in one direction, and I said, and your table is this way. And when she turned her head, I just took my finger and I flinked the earring off of her wig so that it flew. Because see, it was like it was a wig, so it wasn't attached to her central nervous system.
Right.
So she couldn't feel anything.
You could have pulled off her entire wig and she may not have even noticed.
Exactly, exactly. And that was it. And it flew across the room under the service bar. And she gave me a big hug. And we both did like a to each other, and she went to her table.
And you ran back and picked up your earring.
And my earring, and I went back to the front desk.
Wow.
I love that story.
Yay! That's the best. You win. If we had a prize, you would win it.
I have to agree with you.
Best,
that is one of my favorites,
best
too.
Brush with celebrity. That's a real brush with celebrity.
Yeah, I actually, we brushed.
Yeah, you more than brushed. You were almost
and
related.
You know, now I got my movie coming out, I told, with Ernest Borgnine, so I'm very excited about that.
Oh, is he still alive?
He's 92.
Oh, my God. You know, God bless him. I know he's still alive because he plays...
Barnacle? No.
Mermaid Man
on SpongeBob.
Our son's favorite show, yes.
There's the B vitamins, you guys.
He's
Mermaid
great.
Man.
I'm getting one immediately.
Go put some pants on first.
I don't need pants.
So what is this? What is this new movie? Is this a TV film, a movie, a theatrical release? What is
it? Well, hopefully a theatrical. It's called Another Harvest Moon, and
good title.
And it stars Ernest Borgnine, Doris Roberts, the mom from Everybody Loves
Love
Raymond.
Doris cool. Roberts. Had a brush with her on Ventura Boulevard. We almost ran head on into each other in the car. Very, very close brush with her.
Did you talk to her?
Black Lexus. No, no.
So it was just vehicular.
Vehicular brush, yes. She can always, you know how when you're in traffic, like on Cahuenga, and there's no divider in the center, and the car's going in the opposite direction, or like right next to you, and you're sitting in traffic, and like I just look over, and like 3 feet away, there's Doris Roberts, and there's sitting in a black Lexus driving with the seat like all the way forward. She's like right up against the steering wheel.
Right, right.
So I banged.
How could you not know it's her?
She didn't have tinted windows, and I just, you know, I took my little ball peen hammer and I busted her window and pulled her wig off.
You stuck your earring in her wig.
No, just kidding. So go on, please. So Doris Roberts.
Ernest Borgnine. Doris Roberts.
Now,
Anne Meara.
Anne Meara. Stephanie met Anne Meara.
Yes.
Yes.
We worked together. Were you there that night, Clay?
I wasn't, but I saw the picture of you with her in her little tennis shoes.
Yeah, I want to get that picture.
Who has that?
Who has that? We need it on the website. But she's very nice, very down to earth. I think she might take vitamin B because she is very, very
clear. She's sharp as a tack.
She's very sharp.
Yeah, she was great. I mean, her and Piper Laurie. So it's the four of them.
Who's Piper? Oh, Piper Laurie.
Who's Piper Laurie? Oh, she's the redhead. Piper Laurie
was nominated for Best Supporting Actress with Paul Newman in The Hustler.
Yeah, she's the natural redhead with no makeup, that one, short hair.
Right, and she played the mom in Carrie. Everybody knows her for that.
Oh, right.
Oh, right. Yes.
But she's had a long history of, and she also had a really fun part on Twin Peaks for anybody that watched that show.
Yes, I was a big fan of Twin Peaks. She was...
Catherine Martell. But she's quite a character. In fact, she was awesome. She would actually take me in her dressing room, and she had these old pictures of when she was a contract player at Universal, and she had pictures of like her and Donald O'Connor with Francis the Talking Mule. You know, it was awesome.
Yeah, those were the days when you had contracts and you couldn't be like, oh, I don't want to do that role. You just did whatever they gave you.
Well, you say, I need green M&Ms in my dressing room.
And you say, thank you, big Jewish producer. We appreciate that. Thank you, sir. May I have another?
You don't need like 30 bottles of water. Do you make any demands? Do you make demands and do you get your own trailer?
Did I?
Yeah.
Actually, we shot it in the Pennsylvania State Mental Hospital.
Oh, I've been there.
Did you get your own cell?
I did, actually. I actually had my own dressing room, and it had the double thick glass with the chicken wire in it.
That's perfect.
Oh.
At least you feel safe.
But the crazies are inside. You don't feel safe.
No, I tell you, it was really... It was beautiful, but it was scary because it was like this old, you know, insane asylum that was built in like the late, you know, 1800s, early 1900s.
Ooh,
I mean, it was gorgeous, but you got the sense of what really was probably like going on in there, you know.
Did you have any insanity in your family?
It was pretty pungent is all I can.
Did it really?
I don't know.
Pungent with
mental illness? Chicken pungent? I'm getting hungry. Pungent.
No, but it was okay. So anyway, it was the four of them. Okay, and they're the main people. And then, although Ernie, as I call him Ernie now, he's my buddy because I spent 6 weeks with him.
Ernie Borgnine.
Ernie is the main, and then the other three are his compatriots in the retirement home. And then Sybil Shepherd and Richard Schiff play Ernie's son and daughter.
Wow.
And then I'm Nurse Rita. I'm the head of the facility with the heart of gold, but don't mess around with me.
Nurse Rita.
Nice.
Oh, and also, don't let me forget, and Amber Benson from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, who plays Piper Laurie's granddaughter.
Now I'm excited.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of wonderful. But anyway, so right now, I've heard they're taking it to the Southwest Film Festival in Austin, which is this month, to try to see if they can get, you know, like a theatrical release, and we'll see where it goes.
Have you seen a cut of the film?
I haven't.
So,
but you can go on the website for Another Harvest Moon, and they have cast pictures and everything. It's great.
Do they have a promo clip for it or anything?
The last time I looked, they didn't, but that was a few weeks ago, so they could possibly have one up now. But it was just a terrific experience. And, you know, what's amazing was, like, I would be sitting at the table eating lunch with Ernest Borgnine, and I'd tell him, because you guys know me, how I love the past, you know, and I'd tell him I'd wake up in the hotel room at night, and I'd be kind of melancholy because I would think how I loved being around him, but it would remind me of... that I really would have wanted to be an actor back in his prime, you know, when he was doing it like in the 40s and 50s.
Right.
He'd look at me and say, oh, come on. And I go, you know what? You don't get it. You're Ernest Borgnine. You're used to yourself. This is huge, you know, because it was just to be around. Literally, I would go to the set on days when I wasn't even filming just to watch the four of them, because in between takes, they would start telling stories, you know, like Ann Mira, Piper Laurie, and Doris, and Ernie, like stories about the old days in Hollywood that were so fun to listen to. I mean, you can imagine, you know, they had these great stories, and they were dishing about people. You know, I can't say, you know, don't ask me.
Well,
but
listen,
Stephanie,
it's not like you know, TMZ is going to be, you know, running after Ernest Borgnine to see what he's, you know.
You don't know that. They were running after our, what's his name? The black guy with the voice who used to stutter. Oh. You know who I'm talking about?
I am your father.
Yeah, him. They asked him to do Darth Vader.
This,
and he wouldn't.
This is CNN.
He wouldn't do
I still don't know his name, but
what's
that's
his
the
name,
guy.
Clay?
Oh, wait a minute. I forgot. I have to tell you guys. Duh. I just did a Samsung commercial with Ozzy Osbourne.
Mm. Ozzy Osbourne?
Yeah, well, I'm this Russian masseuse, so talk about brushing with fame. I had to brush his rear end for like 2 hours.
Oh, no.
Wait, brush his rear end?
Well, I'm massaging him, so I was kind of massaging his back and then his you know, the end of his back and then his vidigu and, like, the whole area
you
back.
You were Rita, the gruff but lovable masseuse in that one?
I was, right. And then he texts me. I shouldn't say because I think the commercial hasn't come out yet, but
what does he
but
say?
I'm waiting for it.
What does he text you? Can you say or
no? He texts me, like, a little, you know, message, like something to do with the way I'm massaging him. And, you know, because he doesn't talk to anybody because no one can understand him.
Right. I saw the other commercial. It's hilarious.
Yeah. No, they're good. So hopefully this is one where he goes to the health club. So he sees the personal trainer and I'm the masseuse. And it should be, I mean, I'm hoping as good as the last one if they run it. You know, we'll see. But it was really fun. And I definitely got to brush him for a while.
Is he skinny?
He's very skinny.
I can't imagine massaging him because he seems so skinny.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh, I'm not going to take that role. I don't want to massage Ozzy Osbourne's ass.
Oh, I'll do it. I just, you know, he seems a little bit skin. Like, do you understand him when he speaks, or is that
no, not at all?
Really? So it's true.
I couldn't understand.
Rita, role. Like
that. Is that brain damage?
Little to the left.
Or is that his accent, too much drinking, or brain damage? Which one do you think it is, Clay?
Me?
Yeah. Like, why can't you understand? Is it a combination of brain damage from drugs?
I don't have brain damage. It's just like
or drinking. Or just
the
accent. Which one?
Greg.
Can't find my pick.
All I know is the director would say something to him.
Yeah.
And he would look at the director and he would say, like that. And the director would go, okay, but just do that a little bit more to the left. And I think, how does this guy understand? I didn't know if there was an interpreter
he
or.
He was kicking,
you know.
He was just kissing his ass and making believe he understood.
I probably.
Okay, Ozzy,
probably.
No problem. Here are your white orchids and just try it one more time.
Oh, what am I saying? What?
That is hilarious. I crack up every time I see that commercial. I can't wait to see
wait,
yours.
Which commercial is it now you're talking about?
Well,
Samsung.
Samsung. There's one out already where he's in a cab and he's told the cabbie to go, rah, 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 and the guy said, I don't understand. So he texts on his telephone and then he's like, oh, okay.
So they're basically, the message on the commercial is, no one can understand anyone in life, so we got to text each other. Is that how it works?
Yes.
Well, and I think it's also celebrating a life of uncontrolled debauchery.
Right, right. You could have done drugs your whole life and be a crazy madman and still get your point across as long as you can type.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just make sure you took your typing course.
And have a triple wide luxury trailer on the set.
Oh, right. Is that how he comes to the set? On a trail, on a bus, on a rock star bus?
Yeah. he was really sweet, though. He actually, you know, it was hard because everybody wanted a picture with him. And, you know, he couldn't do it because he would have had to be doing it a million times. But he and I had such a good rapport that he actually pulled me to the side and let me had a picture with him, which was really sweet.
Aw, that's so
he nice. Was. He was a sweetheart. He really was.
Yeah.
Was he naked?
He had the robe on, you know, the with the opening in the back.
Oh, that's good.
On.
The robe, the hospital robe with the
mental illness robe
with the string and the tuchus hanging out. That's all.
Oh, he had a hospital gown on. No,
something like, you know, like that, I think. But his hair was cut, you know, because he had the long hair. You know,
yeah.
Did they wax his back or anything before this shoot?
Did you actually touch his butt?
Oh, what was that?
No, no.
Somebody's ripping off my hairs.
He was covered. I used like an elbow, you know, like the masseuses where they take their elbow
yes,
and they
I
put it
that.
Down.
Uh-huh.
I kind of did like an elbow stroke.
Did he say, "Ow, you're hurting me, Clay"?
Well,
harder.
I was trying to keep my face kind of close to his, you know, so that I was in the shot.
Rita, could you back up out of the shot a little bit, please? You're blocking Ozzy Osbourne's ass.
We only want your hands, Rita.
We only want Ozzy's ass. The rest is not important.
Well, listen, speaking of yeah, back as my Whirlpool commercial with Reba McEntire for Habitat for Humanity is going to be on during the Academy Awards.
Nice.
But all you see is my pigtail and a piece of my chin and nose. But I'm in it.
Listen, as long as you got paid, honey, that's all that matters.
Honey, I'm the highest paid pigtail in town, let me tell you.
You go, girlfriend. So what do you...
Well, listen, my darlings, I have to go to my healthy choice.
All right, before you run off to Regis, tell me what is it that you really want for Valentine's Day? Because, you know, Stephanie here is she's a good wife. She does never ask for anything. But some women I know like you with the jewels and everything is
jewels.
Crazy.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't have jewels. She's one dress from 1965.
What are you?
That's right.
What are you getting for Valentine? What do you
I'd
really
like a
want?
New Frigidaire.
There you go. See, it's a practical woman for you.
Yeah.
That's what I like. Practicality.
I love you guys.
All right. Thank you, Clay Bravo. We love you.
Love you.
Okay.
Bye. Thank you.
Okay. I'm off to 1963.
Good luck.
Enjoy.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Clay Bravo, ladies and gentlemen.
I love her. She's the best laugh, doesn't she?
Yeah, I feel really funny when I'm talking to her.
What a cool name, Clay Bravo. Love that.
Clay Bravo.
Love it.
Big friend of the show.
Yeah.
Friend of Talk Radio X.
That's right. I may give her some money.
Star of Bewitched. What?
I may give her some money.
To let you massage Ozzy Osbourne's ass?
No, I do it for the commercial, but it sounds gross.
Yeah, of course it's gross.
I don't know. I'd be so nervous. I meant to ask her if she gets nervous and how she deals with that. I'll have to ask her in person.
Nervous about massaging people's ass?
No, being with celebrities.
Well,
like
that's what
you do.
No, she said she has a thing. It's an Italian thing, and she just screams and runs up to them and gives them a hug, and that's the end of the story.
But I don't think she does that, like, always. Really, because...
All right. You know what? We're going to get her back on, and we're going to get celebrity... meet and greet lessons. What do we call that? Celebrity etiquette. You know how before you meet the queen, you have to go into like this special room and they tell you exactly what to say and do?
They do?
You have to bow and curtsy and, you know, shake hands, but only with the fingers and some all kinds of crap. Don't look her directly in the eye. Make sure you have a Tic Tac or something, some Dentine.
What? Are you making that up?
It's some kind of crap like
that's
that.
That's what I make you do when you meet me. I have gas.
I know. She was farting during that whole Clay Bravo interview, and I did not want to interrupt. I didn't want to be impolite.
I'm sorry. I'm
playing it back. I'm sure you can hear it.
I'm having serious...
This is what was going on. Clay Bravo's talking, blah, 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 blah. In the background, you hear...
She was interesting, too.
She was great. And then, that's why I didn't want to interrupt, fart is hilarious.
I'm having such pain, sweetie. It's when they put my uterus back. I think there's a lot of air still in there.
There's still air in her uterus.
From
but
my
that did
C-section.
Not, that was not a uterus type of flatulence.
How do
I mean,
you know?
An air Atchison flatulence. There was no air in that flatulence. It was pure gas. It was
my stomach.
You better call the doctor and say, my uterus is filled with gas. And every time I sit down, it squeezes itself out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then, you know, I didn't want to say anything. Everything was fine. It happened like 3 times. And then the last one, it was like it floated over to me and I almost fell off the chair.
I'm so sorry. I'm in pain.
Let me out of here.
I got to call the doctor.
I can't take it anymore.
I'm telling you, you try to have your uterus shoved back in your body after removing a human.
I had my uterus removed a few years ago.
Ah. Buddy.
Greg and Stephanie's Life Is Me.